Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is May 6, 2021. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we're in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Text me first or you might not get picked up because of all the robocalls. You can always find updates with the breaking news, all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all this and more at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. We are a national satellite radio program, which simulcasts live on internationally on YouTube, podcast, some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. We're a real radio program, and airtime is not free. On another note, let's thank our listener base. It's worldwide in places like Melbourne, Australia, Germany, Belgrade, Serbia, and, of course, cities in the United States such as St. Paul, Minnesota, San Jose, California, and Lexington, Kentucky. This week, Kansas City, Missouri, yeah, few folks are the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they go to podcast later tonight. We cannot tell how many people listen live on live real radio. By the way, folks, we ask you to send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let me know what city you're hailing from. Follow us and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now a prayer and we'll get on with tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, so much is going on out there. Just what can we expect next, let alone just this summer? With so many so-called prophets out there, you can sure get confused. As one will tell you, we got revival coming next week. The next one says it's the rapture next week. And the news is the same way with so much misinformation out there. So tonight I bring a longtime friend of mine on to ask him what he thinks is going to happen later this summer. My friend is Stan Johnson, who with his wife founded the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church. Stan has been studying prophecy for 40 years and teaching it 30 years, which qualifies him for doing a daily radio program for 25 years. He's hosted over 160 speakers, making 336 DVDs, all on Bible prophecy. Personally, he's recorded 37 prophecy DVDs and has memorized the book of Revelation. That is quite an accomplishment. A man clearly of many hats, he's also the president and CEO of Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal it is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. He has a very important message for us tonight. So welcome back, Stan.
Yes, sir, I am. And I probably should let you know you've got a really bad internet connection. So if you want to ask me a question, then I'll maybe answer it and see if you can reconnect and get a better connection. But you're fading out pretty bad.
How am I doing now? We seem to have been having a problem with that lately, Stan, and it only happens right when we first connect. But it's like okay, well, my Skype's now warmed up and it's going good. And we have like, you know, we get 50, you know, megabytes per whatever, you know, so we've got a pretty high connection. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, well, it's your show. What would you like to ask? I thought maybe what we do is just kind of questions back and forth and just kind of talk about where we are and where we're going and let you just ask away.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with that. Well, if you was able to hear my answer, my basically thought is there's so many mixed messages out there. A lot of people are very, very anxious, so they go to the Internet or one of their and there's so many different prophetic voices out there. You seem to always have a line on the ones to trust. You, I've never come up wrong, so to speak. You know what I mean? So as a clear voice, what are you seeing that as the summer starts to open up? Are you seeing anything specifically, or are you hearing any good messages?
Actually, I just got some of the most powerful and some of the most important information I've gotten a long time yesterday. But before I get to that, let me address your comment. Yes, it seems like when God had to call them and they had to get on radio, they had to pay for radio, they had to have sponsors, they had to have people supporting them, then if you weren't called, you didn't make it in radio or TV too long, and so they kind of washed out. But these days, when they can get on the Internet and it's free, it didn't cost them anything to continue. They can just get up there and keep talking into their cell phone. Then we get all sorts of people with all sorts of things. And the problem is one of the devil's favorite tactics is when he can't destroy the truth, he puts up decoys. And that's what a lot of these people on the Internet are, is they're really decoys. And matter of fact, Dana Coverstone had a very good dream that explained that a lot of these people are following the wrong people. They never mention Jesus. They never try to lead people to the Lord. They're maybe not even Christians themselves. And there's a lot of them that, and I'm not trying to offend. I mean, I love my patriot brothers and sisters, but being a patriot won't get you to heaven. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're in trouble. So you've always got to listen. Are they lifting up the name of Jesus? If they're not, then you should be real concerned, and you probably need to turn the channel. Okay, so I guess the question would be, Stan, what do you think is coming on? And I just got some new information just yesterday. You know, I've been doing this a long time, as the introduction said. There's not a lot rattles me, but this sort of got me rattled a little bit. So let me start with this. First, a paragraph from BenjaminFulford.net. Now, Benjamin is not a Christian. I don't necessarily endorse him or recommend him. So then why do you quote him, Stan? Well, because he's not a Christian. And because he lives in Japan, he's certainly not a prophecy student yet. Some of the things he says confirms what the modern prophets and what Bible prophecy says. For example, this paragraph that he put out Monday. While the Western world wonders through the dystopia of a fake Joe Biden presidency and a manufactured pandemic, something huge is brewing. I'll say that again. Something huge is brewing. Okay. What huge thing is brewing? I believe I'm going to be able to tell you here in just a moment. And let me give you a disclaimer. I do not have any alphabet agencies sending me information. I don't get any phone calls. I don't get any emails. I don't get any brown envelopes under the door. I'm just simply a pastor with a Bible in hand that listens to God's prophets, period. So I don't have any inside sources, except for I have the inside source. That is Father God and His Son, Jesus. So anyway, it says something huge is brewing. Something huge. Okay. What? 1,000 years of old regime is facing systemic collapse, and secret negotiations about its replacement are ongoing. I'll read that one again. 1,000s-of-year-old regime is facing systemic collapse. In other words, something big, something old, is about to collapse, and I'm about to tell you what it is. And secret negotiations about its replacement are ongoing. We cannot talk in detail about the negotiations yet for security reasons. All we can say is that it will be, here it is, the biggest thing since monotheism began in ancient Egypt thousands of years ago. I'll read that again. The biggest thing since monotheism, in other words, the belief in God, began in ancient Egypt years ago. So that hints that it has something to do with God and with religion. When it happens, it will be on all the screens and the news outlets. Until then, now this word right here is about to give you a hint. Until then, operational secrecy is vital. Listen to those words. Operational secrecy. Who talks like that? Operational secrecy. What? The military. Those are military words. Until then, operational secrecy is vital. So let's look at the signs of systemic collapse. I'll read it again without stopping. While the Western world wanders through the dystopia of a fake Joe Biden presidency and a manufactured pandemic, something huge is brewing. A thousands of year old regime is facing systemic collapse and secret negotiations about its replacement are ongoing. We cannot talk in detail about the negotiations yet for security reasons. All we can say is that it will be the biggest thing since monotheism began in ancient Egypt thousands of years ago. When it happens, it will be on all the screens and the news outlets. Until then, operational secrecy is vital. So let's look at the signs of the systemic collapse. What's he talking about? All right, the Bible says in the mouth of three witnesses, two or three witnesses, let a thing be established.
Right.
Now listen to this. In all these 32 years I've been carrying Dimitri's message, and the primary part of that message is, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America in one day, in 1 hour, so great riches will come tonight. Now, I believe that that is potentially days, weeks, at the most, a few months away. In other words, based upon everything I see, that is going to happen this year. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. First of all, about 3 weeks ago, I should have looked up the date. I woke up from a nap, and I heard four words. Massive arrests. Massive arrests. Now, I'm not going to go into that, except for about 3 years, on the secret, arrests have been going on. Well, who's getting arrested? The Moloch and the Baal worshippers. Let me take a second to explain that. As you recall, Moses came down off of the mountain. He had the Ten Commandments, two of the stone tablets in his hand. But what he saw was the people had made themselves a golden calf and were dancing around and worshiping it. In other words, that's Moloch or Baal worship. Okay, so what's so bad about that? I'll tell you what's so bad about that, because that spirit is still alive today. And that's the same spirit, the primary spirit, that we're fighting today in America and around the world. Okay, so what's so bad about Moloch and Baal worship? Well, here's what's so bad about it. They think that Lucifer, their God, gives them power the more they cause pain to people. They actually believe in human sacrifice, in eating humans, drinking their blood, having sex with children. And this is where your sex trafficking, your drug trafficking, these are the people that have controlled our financial system for at least 300 years that we know of, but really probably going back before that. These are the people that Moses got so mad at, he commanded them to take swords and go kill every one of the people that had worshipped Moloch and Baal. Now, let me go back to what the prophecy says. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. These 32 years I've been carrying and spreading that message, I was thinking, maybe it was, I was hoping, that the words internal revolution meant rioting, breaking glass, burning buildings, you know, what we see in Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis.
Right.
But if you look up the definition, and I just did, the definition of the words internal revolution is this: an overthrow or repudiation and the thorough replacement of an established government or political system by the people governed. And here's the way we say that in Texas. You overthrow the government. In other words, it's a military overthrow of the government. Well, that's not what I somehow had in my mind, that we were looking for a military overthrow of the government. But that's what the prophecies say is exactly about to happen. Now, hang on. There's more, and it's about to get deeper. So the first part, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists, is just about to take place. Because either the arrests go public, or there's about to be a battalion of tanks going into Washington, D.C., and we're about to see a military takeover of the American government. What? Hang on. The Moloch and Baal worshippers are about to call their evil protesters to work. So try to imagine this. A battalion of tanks goes into Washington, D.C., and we'll get to what happens in just a second. What do you think the Moloch and Baal worshippers are going to do? These people are the goats. These are the fighters. They do not back up. They do not step down. They do not quit. They are. This is what we saw with Trump for the last 4 years. They attack, and they attack, and they attack, and they don't stop attacking. So that means that if there is a massive arrest, many people, these bad people, I'm not talking about lowlifes. I'm not talking about just, you know, about people that are selling drugs. I'm talking about people, the faces are on the TV. I'm talking about big people in Congress and senators and people like that. All right, let's go to the second part of the prophecy. Then some of the people will start fighting against the government. So do you suppose that Moloch and Baal is just going to say, okay, yeah, you caught us. I guess we'll go in peacefully, and we're going to surrender, and we're going to let you put us in military tribunals and kill us? No. They're going to call out the riot, the protests, and those kind of words would be too small to describe what's about to happen. We're about to see war in the streets. I don't mean burning protests and signs. I'm talking about bullets flying in both directions, bombs, all kinds of things. Okay, now, before I get into the specifics of why I say this, this is where we are. Right now, America is at a crossroads. We're at a Y in the road. We either go left, we go down to Biden, to communism, to a totalitarian government, and we lose our freedoms, and we lose our nation. Or we turn around, and we go to the right, we head towards Jesus, we head toward massive arrests, and we accept the fact that God gives us an opportunity to heal our nation. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, here it is, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. But the key is turn from their wicked ways. So God is watching right now to see if America will, in fact, effect massive arrests. If we do, if we are successful at it, and if we can keep too many people from fighting against the government, and if the people will accept that God brought a cleaning out of the scorpions and snakes out of America, America can be granted many more years. On the other hand, if we don't, if American Christians don't pray enough, the government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack, and the Russians will bombard the nuclear missiles in America, and America will burn. How soon? Well, I don't want to say it could happen this year. But you probably have already heard that Russia has announced that it's going to be firing 3 massive missiles before the end of the year. And each one of these missiles has 24 different warheads, and these warheads are gliders. They don't fly up high where they can be detected a long way off. They fly low, and then they release early, and then they can kind of glide down. And American, we can't detect them. But the problem is each one of them are 800 kilotons. So what's that? Hiroshima was 4 kilotons. 800 kilotons, Dallas-Fort Worth, gone. 4 million people, gone with one of them. Huge. I mean, they won't just knock a hole in the ground. The Bible says the with the fall of Babylon, the earth is moved. I mean, there's so many of them, so powerful, it literally knocks the earth out of orbit just a little bit.
All right.
Now, let's understand this a little bit more, then we're going to go to questions. So, Terry Bennett, back in 2010, had the angel Gabriel come to him, and I'm going to skip all the details, get right to the one sentence. He was shown that in the governmental arena, we'll go through a dramatic change in our government, and there will be a time of anarchy and chaos, and for a while we'll have a fractional government. Well, okay, dramatic change in our government, you could say that was Trump. Time of anarchy and chaos, you could say that's been for the last 6-9 months. However, for a while we'll have a fractional government. Well, we hadn't had a fractional government. Let's go on, though. Which means basically our government will come down to the state level because the military is stepping in and having to, listen to this, seize control of our federal government. Because the military stepping in and having seized control of the federal government, you'd call it a coup, but in all honesty, it will be to help our nation. That's why the military will step in. Now, what's he saying? Well, let me go on to the newest thing. This is the thing that kind of shook me. April 2, 2012, I just got this yesterday. So somebody sends me this YouTube. Donna Rigney is talking about her husband that has this dream. This is the story.
And let me break in because you're not going to have enough time for that. We've got just 1 minute before break. And so instead, why don't you tell them real quick where they can find you at and all your information. And you do radio programs. Tell them if that's where they can find your radio programs. And you got about a minute to do that. We've got to go to break.
Okay. You're in trouble. We're in trouble. America's in trouble. Unless we do some major, major fasting and prayer. I mean fasting and prayer like we've never done in our life. So the first thing I recommend you do is go to prophecyclub.com. And you need to probably spend several hours there perusing and seeing what you need to get informed on. You can also go to watchprophecyclub.com where you can watch over 330 DVDs for $20 a month. I mean, 28 years of DVDs are all posted there. You can watch it for $20 a month or $200 a year. That's great. Also, go to YouTube and then type in Prophecy Club Channel. And, of course, you go to the one that has my picture, the round picture, and we have hundreds of different radio programs. But the very easiest way to follow the ministry is simply pull out your iPhone or your Android, go to the App Store, and download the Prophecy Club app. And it says The Prophecy Club. The Prophecy Club. And you can listen to any of the programs, past or present. And then if you get a call, it pauses it, and you take the call, you hang up, and it starts it again. So it's a wonderful, easy way to follow it. Now, Dan is very, very good, but he doesn't do the kind of things that we do. The things we're talking about, well, as a matter of fact, these are my notes for tomorrow's program.
Okay,
this is the kind of stuff that we have.
We have to go to break. Folks, we'll be right back. We'll get Stan to talk more. Prophecyclub.com. Find him over there. We'll be right back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479
402-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, listening to South Branch Prophecy, our American Voice Radio Network. We'll get right back with Stan Johnson in just a minute, but folks, I need to tell you this. A federal judge ruled Wednesday that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its authority when it imposed a federal eviction moratorium. Now, I know most of you out there are paying the rent, but this will hit all federal subsidized housing, which means the poor. Yeah, what it means basically for me and for a lot of people is means more homeless, because the poor are the ones that use federal subsidized housing. At the Mission Church, we're already seeing increased numbers, and now summer has hit. And you know what that means? We always have a summer drop in donations, but this month we've seen a big drop as the numbers increase. We also saw food prices increase. We need to get to the store and do a restocking, as increased numbers means our stock just doesn't act as long as it should. So we need your help. Pray about it. You can donate online, mail a check or money order, give a donation over the phone, and all this information at prophecyhour.com. And we're mainly trying to talk to people who have never supported the ministry before, because we do not want to put pressure on people that have supported us for many years. They are doing what they can. So, anyway, we're now back with Stan Johnson. Are you still with me, Stan?
I want to say something. I'm going to tell you this.
I'm in trouble.
So, do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I was joking. Said, uh-oh, right. Stan was joking.
So, let me just tell you something, just right from the bottom of my heart. I can't believe I can say this, but apparently this is for somebody. So obviously, before I come on and do an hour radio program, I have to go to the necessary room. You know what I'm saying? So I walked in, and I sat down on the white throne, and I looked down. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. And I spoke to the Lord, and I said, you know, Lord, I'm so glad that I discovered that our financial blessings are more dependent upon our giving than our work, than how good we do at telling the story. Our giving is the most important thing that we can do, so that our personal and our business or our ministry finances are also strong. So let me just tell you what I've discovered. See, the Bible says, and I could look at the verse, and Dan can probably quote it, but the Bible says that when you give to the poor, the fatherless, the homeless, when you give to them, then God repays. Not of the men, God repays. And you can count on that to come back more than any other giving you'll ever give. what I'm saying is, if your finances are hurting, give to the homeless. Give to Pastor Dan. Give to Messiah's Branch. If you're worried about the future, give it away. If you're wondering if God is going to take care of you in the trouble ahead, then you see that God's people are taken care of now. If you have a savings account, it's because you gave. If you need your savings account to grow, increase your giving. That is, again, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I'm just telling you. This is a private conversation I just had with the Lord. My blessings, all of my blessings have come because of my giving, and one of the top things I give to is to the homeless. So if you're hearing the rest of the things I'm saying, please hear that, because it took me a lot of years to discover that, and hopefully it won't take you that many years. Okay, let's go back to what we were talking about, okay?
Amen.
All right, so I got this yesterday. This is Donna Rigney. She's talking about her husband. She says, my husband had a dream, and it was opening day for the hunting season. He wasn't going to be able to go hunting, but that night he had a dream, and in the dream he sees a deer coming down the hill into this ravine and drinking water from a specific place in the river, walking up the next hill and stopping right in front of him, and he was able to shoot the deer. The next day, he went deer hunting, and the exact deer came walking down, took a drink in exactly the same place as in the dream, walked up exactly in front of him, and today the deer is mounted over their fireplace. But the next night, he had another dream, and that dream was of armored battalion tanks, Humvees, with roof-mounted machine guns, armored personnel carriers, and cannons, going down Pennsylvania Avenue, going right into Washington, D.C., to the Capitol, to the Supreme Court, and to the White House. This long line of military vehicles headed down to D.C. As they neared the three buildings, they split off into three sections. One group went to the Capitol, one to the Supreme Court, one to the White House. Then, Army personnel from those three different groups walked into the three different buildings. After a little while, they came out, bringing with them the Secret Service men, the policemen, the guards, all of the people guarding those three buildings. They had taken their weapons away from them, and then put them down on the street. Then, all the guards surrendered to the military. They surrendered their arms, together with the Secret Service men, the policemen, and the guards. Then the Army personnel went back into all three different buildings and took whatever they wanted. He saw the military take temporary control of the nation to arrest the evildoers and the wrongdoers, and that's the way the Constitution would have it to be done. Under certain circumstances, the military is commanded to step in and take temporary control of the nation in order to put things back in order, and that is what my husband saw. She says, my husband is accurate and a very stable Christian with a lot of wisdom trusted when he says something coming. Now, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. Dimitri was told by the angel Gabriel, the fall of America would start with an internal revolution. That means a military takeover of the government. It's hard to say that. Then Terry Bennett comes along and says the angel Gabriel visited him, and he says, because the military is going to step in having to seize control of the government. They don't know each other. Okay. Then Donna Rick, matter of fact, I asked Terry Bennett, he never heard of Dimitri. Then Donna Rigney's husband comes along. He says, armored battalion of tanks going into the Capitol, Supreme Court, and White House. Now, what do you suppose is going to happen? Well, here's what we'd like to think would happen, that all the bad guys are rounded up. They're all put in the military tribunals, and they're all received their justice for all. That's what we'd like to think. But, you know, the devil doesn't give up that easy, and he's like a goat. He fights and he fights and he fights and he attacks and attacks and attacks, and he never sits down, he never backs up, he never backs away. So probably what we're going to see is the next part of the prophecy come to pass. And what's that? Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, meaning. It would be possible. For the Russians to attack before the end of this year. Now, I don't want to believe that, But I can tell you right now, like I said, we're either going down to the left, to communism, to totalitarian government, or the Russians taking us out because we're so evil. Revelation 18, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils, the hold of a refouled spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Now, I want to believe that we have not reached that point yet. I want to believe that. But if we're going to stop this, and by the way, brothers and sisters, it is up to us. Oh, no, no, it's up to the military. It's up to Trump. No. What did Jesus say? He called the disciples in. He says, and I'm giving you power, all power, over all the scorpions and snakes and over all the power of the enemy. Meaning, it's what we say is what comes to pass. What we pray, what we loose in heaven is loosed on earth. What we bind in heaven is bound on earth. And what we say in our prayers is the way it's going to be. Oh, yeah, I know there's a lot of sin in our land. But what counts, more than the sin in the land, and the sin in the land counts, what counts is face time. I'm talking about is time, even if you've never been on your face, even if you've never fasted, it's time for each one of us to do some serious personal fasting, and I don't mean just like half a day. I'm talking about like a day or two or three or maybe even a week, and then praying constantly, all day long, every time you think of it, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 times a day. I mean, the Muslims pray on their face 5 times a day. They roll down a rug, and they put their forehead against the ground 5 times a day. So surely a Christian can pray like that, right? Here's the point. Whether America wins, whether America can clean our nation, or whether it can't, it's not Trump, it's not the military. It's up to the Christians. It's up to you and I. Now, do you have another question, or should we go to the next point?
Caught me off guard. Because, you know, folks, I get so relaxed listening to Stan because I've been listening to him almost since the first of the Prophecy Club, and a lot of things make sense. But let me add on to what you say. Number one, you know, I had a problem believing or thinking about, well, how could the military do this when right now Biden is making such a huge push to get rid of the leaders and to weed out all Trump supporters and patriots? Well, that just came to me as I was listening to it. That may even shorten things up, because if the military seeing that they're about to be rearranged, that to me, would that not make them want to push to do this, to stop it before they could be completely weeded out? Wouldn't that fit in?
That's my opinion. Sure, to go to the next point, it ties in.
Okay, amen. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add one other thing before you got on. You talk about who's behind all the riots and things, and you're talking about the Baal worshippers and all that. I have been doing some extensive programs on them now coming public and talking about worshiping Baal and that abortion and these other things are an actual sacrifice to Satan. And yes, they are behind these riots and, you know, some of the main people, and they are the foot soldiers right now for the New World Order. So I'm just confirming what you're saying. Okay, back to you. Go to the next point, please.
Okay. So April 2021, as in, I think it was just this past Sunday, because this was Charles Turner talking during his Sunday sermon. So what happens? He said, I had a vision. Now, I listen to people when they have, maybe I should talk about that. See, because one of the main things of our ministry is I believe that I'm pretty good. I'm not 100%, but I believe I'm pretty good at discerning when this is God, when this is not God, especially when it relates to prophecy, because the first thing it's got to do is line up with Bible prophecy. And since that's kind of my forte, I'm good at spotting the ones that are not God. Okay, it didn't sound like. Also, I met Dimitri Dudeman and 160 different guest speakers. So I've been around enough of them to be able to spot the genuine. That means that I can pretty much tell you when this is God and that's not God. And unfortunately, most of the garbage out there on the internet right now, I'm going to say like 95% of it is not God. This one is God. And when somebody says they have a dream, and maybe it's God, maybe it's not God, okay, that's one level. But when they say they had a vision, and God spoke to them audibly, and that's a lie, I've discovered they don't live long. You don't lie about God speaking too many times until you die. And I can give you specific examples that I've seen in people. So they understand. They're heaping a big curse on themselves if they're lying. This guy's not lying. Now listen to him. Here's what he's about to say. He's about to say that our entire financial system is about to change. Well, wait a minute. What does that have to do with what you talked about earlier? It all is the same thing. Let me get into the vision. So Charles Turner said, I had a vision. I was in a room and I heard a loud rumbling under my feet and rolling behind me. On the wall in front of me began to appear numbers like algebra and geometry. Then I saw cash dropping into an abyss type of place. There was no end to it. Cash was disappearing into darkness. I saw dollars begin to start fading on each side to the point that you can even see the numbers on the bills. The numbers just begin to fade away. Then I was made to know that the dollar is going away. I'm going to say that again. Listen carefully. Believe what I'm saying. He's not the only one that's seen this. I was made to know the dollar is going away. Wait a minute. What did the very first prophecy we talk about? Let me scroll up to it. Listen carefully. This comes from Benjamin Fulford again. He said, a thousands of year old regime is facing systemic collapse and secret negotiations are about its replacement. Yes, it has to do with something religion, because that's the Moloch and Baal worshippers. But who are they? Well, yes, they worship human sacrifice, but they have controlled our financial system for over 300 years that we know of, probably going back to before that. Okay, so what's our financial system? It has a name. No, it's not dollar. It's called the SWIFT system. Now, hang on, let me read something else, then we're going back to division. On a guy's website that is such a new ager, I don't want to give his name or his website, other than I'll give you his first name. His name is Simon. That's his first name. And on his website, it says, on the QFS, there is now only one financial system in operation on the planet, and it ain't the SWIFT system. What did he just say? I'll say it again. On the QFS, there is now only one financial system in operation on the planet, and it ain't the SWIFT system. What did he just say? Well, it's answered here in this dream. Let's go back to the vision. The dream came to pass, wrong dream, hang on, jumping around here, up, here it is, okay. Alright, hang on, lost my place, it's not that one. Oh, here it is, okay. I was made to know that the dollar is going away and a cashless system of digital numbers was coming to be our new medium of exchange. Did you hear that? Think about that. That is about to change your life. Know it or don't know it, or believe it or don't believe it. I'll read it again. I was made to know that the dollar is going away and a cashless system of digital numbers was coming in to be our new medium of exchange. I heard the Lord say, digital. Okay, that's an audible voice from God, the word digital. I said, oh my God, the cash is fading away, and digital is coming in as the new domain. I looked to my left, and I saw vaccinations. I saw doctors collaborating in a new type of association that they all agreed to join. It was mandatory. They were proud and arrogant that they were bringing in the jab, meaning the vaccine. Immediately, the Lord said, Immediately I said, Lord, I'm not taking the vaccine. Then on my right wall, I saw laws being passed. Attorneys were becoming more and more aggressive, getting bigger and fatter. I understood that they were being paid a tremendous amount of money to pass laws to implement this cashless currency. The vaccination was part of the plan, with the attorneys pushing new laws that were going to be stabbing people in the back. Then I heard the audible voice of God speak and say, totalitarian government. I was immediately in the center of the United States, and I could see all across the land from all four sides of the United States, and behind me I saw the word totalitarian government. I said, Lord, we're being squeezed in. Then I saw the church nationwide and then globally being bitten. It was like there were something coming from the backside of the coastline biting the church. It was eating and taking bites out of the church, and the church kept getting smaller and smaller. The church began to claw and pull apart and become separated. It was about to be eaten. All four sides were closing in. Then the church screamed and yelled out to God and said, Lord, help us. Help us. We're being closed in on from all sides. Then I heard the Lord saying, 2020. Suddenly, a spiritual wall encircled the entire United States, and it came up as a wall. I was made to know it was seduction. Then the Lord spoke and said, the spirit of seduction came upon America in March of 2020. Now, what came upon America in March of 2020? That would be COVID-19. My people are being seduced. Warn them that the time is short, and it's shorter than everyone thinks. These things must come to pass, but fear not, I'm coming. Now for the final thing. 10/16 of 2020, you got to get that date. So Kevin Zadi has a vision. He said that President Trump is God's choice, and the Lord had ordained this plan for Trump to get four more years, and there will be individuals that will completely uproot all the weeds in our nation. I'll read that again. There will be individuals that will completely uproot all the weeds in our nation. The system is corrupt and is going to be exposed. A complete turnaround, an overhaul in our nation. There are better things coming than what people know. I hope you're listening. I saw high-level politicians in orange jumpsuits. Everything the Democrats accused President Trump of doing, they were doing. It's going to start right now, and it'll be daily. It's going to be including the people that you thought could never be caught because they're just too high and mighty. But they've already caught them. They already have the evidence. They have the documents. And they know about the crimes, and the people know that they have the evidence, and that's the reason they're fighting so hard against Trump, because they know they don't take down Trump. They don't get this turned around. They're caught. They know when this comes, that nothing's going to stop them. They know that they're probably going to be indicted and justice served. Now, it goes on to some other things, but that's the point. The point is, I don't know if it's weeks or months, but I'm pretty confident it's this year. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, has hired and spent millions of dollars on some lawyers, and they have searched out all of the cheating on the election. He says it's going to all come out, and he said that Trump is going to be back in charge by August. Well, if that's accurate, then that would have to mean that this battalion of tanks rolling into Washington, D.C., has to be happening by then. And by the way, maybe that's the reason they put up these fences around Washington, D.C., because they were expecting Trump to come rolling in with the military then, but he didn't. Your comment.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. They're scared to death. That's why they're trying to militarize Washington, D.C. They themselves, you can tell by their actions that they expect something, and they did expect it already to happen, and they're all on the edge of their seat. In fact, Nancy Pelosi wants to spend $2-some-odd billion to protect Washington, D.C., and those guys up there. I expect that it's happening. As far as the pillow guy's evidence, I saw the evidence. I've looked it over, and I've checked with other people. Yeah, he's standing firm on August. And so I'm also hearing that from other people besides him. They believe that Trump is still in charge, and they believe Trump is in charge by means of the military. Could all this happen? Yeah, it could all absolutely happen. And so my question for you, and we only got a couple of minutes, where does that put us? Where does that put the people? What should the people do, Stan? Back to you.
Well, obviously, first thing is you got to make certain that your heart is clean and Jesus is in your heart. I also think that a person needs to be making some preparations. Here's the first question, and there's a lot to answer it. That is, if there was a virus or something, or civil unrest, or for whatever reason, you and your family could not leave the four walls of your home. And I'm serious. I mean, you literally could not leave the four walls of your home for a year. Do you have preparations so you could live and stay in there? If you don't, and you need to think it through, and I'm telling you it's going to be several evenings, and it's going to be potentially thousands of dollars you're going to have to spend, but you better make those preparations. And I know that a lot of people want to bug out, and there's not a problem with bugging out, but I can tell you that most of the people saying that cities are going to be cities of refuge, and I can pull up that prophecy. We don't have time to do that. The second thing I would recommend, I'd recommend you have some food and also a Berkey water filter. And, yes, we can go to Prophecy Club. We can help you with that if Dan doesn't have you. If Dan has it, then get it from Dan. If he doesn't, then go to Prophecy Club. But anyway, food, a Berkey water filter, something where if there's rainwater or water coming off your roof, you can run it through the Berkey water filter, and you can drink it, and it's good. Because the number one reason that most people die in an emergency is contaminated water. Your number one thing is a Berkey water filter and something to put in it. Two, food. And HeavensHarvest.com, mention the word Stan. There's a promo code unless Dan has something for you. Also, I'd recommend that you have at least some silver because Shane Warren said he heard the audible voice of God say that silver will skyrocket far more than gold. Now, I'm not suggesting you buy any, but I can tell you that I have it. And you pull up to a gas station. I'm sorry, credit cards don't work, and we're not taking any dollar bills. But you pull out some silver, and they'll probably be taking that. They'll be taking you don't want to pull out gold because you don't have a car big enough to carry that much food. But you pull out a couple of those silver coins, and you got food, you got gas. You see what I'm saying? So you want to have some silver and if you have enough money, maybe in some gold, silver and gold. Think it through. Also, there's how many times we heard civil unrest? So what about like the people in, what was it, St. Louis? People came to break down their house, but they could stand in front of the house with their shooting arms. I just heard them talking about that, and apparently they're...
Stan, we've only got about 30 seconds. You need to say goodbye, please.
ProphecyClub.com is where you go for our information, but I want to encourage you to give to the homeless. Give to Dan. I know Dan. I know he takes care of those people. You cannot go wrong by giving to Messiah's Branch. You cannot. I know him. I know that ministry. I know his heart. I've known him for, 25 years, 30 years?
At least. At least. I lost count.
Give there. Give to Dan. That's my recommendation.
All right. We got to go, Stan. I love you, brother, and we'll talk again, but I got to go.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. God bless. Folks, we must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Till next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.